Our reading for October 5th is going to be in 2 Timothy chapter 2, starting in verse 20. I apologize for the delay in moving on with our daily readings. Some computer troubles kept me from getting it done in a timely manner, so we're going to resume today. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. So flee youthful passions, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels, and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people. For among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women, burdened with sins and led astray by various passions, always learning and never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. Just as James and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth, men corrupted in mind and disqualified regarding the faith. But they will not get very far, for their folly will be plain to all, as was that of these two men. So in our last reading, we had left off with talking about the worker approved of God. Present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth, verse 15. Verse 16, avoiding irreverent babble. It leads people into more and more ungodliness. Their talk will spread like gangrene. He mentions Hymenaeus and Philetus. They have swerved from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already happened, and this was upsetting the faith of some. Then we get to verse 20. Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. It almost seems like this seems, kind of disjointed here, out of place. But I want you to realize that Paul's insertion of verse 20 and 21 fits in with the context, because there's a couple of things that Paul is communicating to Timothy. One is, there are behaviors that are unacceptable. Those behaviors must be rebuked, but the intention of a rebuke is for change to happen, for repentance to come. And if repentance does not come, at least you are protecting the faith of other people. The second thing is, when repentance does come, then realize that no matter what you've done before, if you've been forgiven by God, then you are forgiven by God. There's nothing to hold on to, and there's nothing to hold against such a person. And it's very important that we realize that our desire needs to be the same as God's desire. We want people to repent. We want people to have a relationship with their Father in heaven. And we have to have that love for other people to be able to get through to them and to have the right attitudes that would enable us to, as verse 15 said, be approved by God. So it's very important that we realize that even though some may have difficult pasts, that doesn't make any difference in whether God will forgive them. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. All of us are in that same position. I would direct you back to our reading through the book of Romans. So verse 21, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy and useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. That is us. After we have come to Christ, after he has cleansed us from sin, we need to be ready for honorable use. We need to be useful to the master of the house. We need to be ready for every good work. That is every work that is approved by God, prescribed by God. And we need to be desiring to do those things, no matter what they are, whether it might involve some difficulty on our own part in changing our desires and behaviors. Then verse 22, flee those youthful passions, pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart, those that have been purified by the word of Christ and by the grace of God. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. And we don't want to have quarrels within the body of Christ, obviously, but we really don't need to be involved in quarrels outside the body either. We need to be a peaceful type of person. And that's where verse 24 comes in. The Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, not just brothers and sisters, but everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. Why? Because God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth. Again, that's our desire, for people to repent and be forgiven by God. And if that's our goal, then we're going to act out of love, and we're going to act out of gentleness, but we are going to correct when necessary. But we need to make sure that our attitudes are in line with what God's will is. And that if we do that, then perhaps they'll come to that knowledge of the truth. They'll come to their senses, and they'll escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. Then chapter 3, understand this, that in the last days, that is the last dispensation, that which is under Christ, in these last days, there will come times of difficulty. And he describes people as lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid people like this. You almost feel out of breath reading that list because it's so long. You know, think about all the things that we see in the world around us. Where does it come from? It comes from these things that we're talking about. Being heartless and lovers of self and money and being proud and arrogant, and disobedient, ungrateful, unholy, brutal. You know, all of these things lead to all the chaos that we see in the world around us. He says, avoid such people. It doesn't mean that we don't try to have an influence or to teach other people, but honestly, we have to protect ourselves from influence, and we have to protect ourselves from being associated with people that do these types of things. So we have to be careful where that line really is. He says, avoid such people. And I think primarily, he's talking about Timothy and his work as an evangelist. There's two groups of people you're going to deal with. You're going to deal with people within the church, with teaching and sometimes even rebuking them. And you're going to be dealing with those that are outside the body of Christ, in which he's trying to have that influence and bring them to a knowledge of the truth. But he still has to be careful. And he says that also among these types of people, there are those that creep into households and capture weak women burdened with sins, led astray by various passions, always learning and never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. I think we're back to the quarrelers. There's people that, you know, we could fall under this description of always learning but never coming to a knowledge of the truth. They seem to always be looking, but they won't accept the truth. They're always willing to accept something else before they will accept the truth. And there needs to be a recognition if that's someone's motivations. Verse 8, he mentions those that opposed Moses, and he said, just like them, they'll always oppose the truth, and they're corrupted in mind and disqualified regarding the faith. So whether he's talking about those that are inside the body or outside the body, there needs to be an understanding that there's a point in which you realize, I'm not going to get through to them, and I've got to move on. Just like Paul would shake the dust off his feet and move on, sometimes we do have to do that. Now, if they're inside the body, we have to protect the rest of the body, and we have to discipline those and even remove them when they won't repent. But outside the body, we might need to leave a door open, but move on. Verse 9, they will not get very far, for their folly will be plain to all, as was that of those two men. Sometimes people in these positions are conceited, they are proud, they are arrogant, and they don't think anybody sees that Their motivations are off. Their motivations are misplaced. But in reality, a lot of people do. All right. Thank you very much for listening today. I want to really get back into the swing of getting these daily readings out for you. So please come back tomorrow and we'll look at chapter 3 starting in verse 10. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.